Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
You know, this is obviously one of the most contentious issues in discussing theology and God's role in bringing to salvation those who are going to be saved. So predestination refers to the role that God has in deciding ahead of time as part of his decree who is going to be saved and who isn't. And so some people would interpret predestination as, you know, that those who come to faith are predestined to be conformed to the likeness of Christ. And so that what God doesn't do is predestine single people unto salvation. He just predestines that those who come will be conformed to Christ's image. But I think a more biblical understanding of it is that it is completely a work of God and one that he has planned from the foundation of the world to bring certain people to repentance and salvation.
Yeah, and this goes way back. In fact, it's in the Bible, the idea of predestination. It isn't something that theologians have just thought up. I turned to one passage in Ephesians chapter 1 that uses also a related term of election or choice. Yeah. You know, election right. is just a fancy word to say that you choose something. For example, last fall we had national elections where we chose Barack Obama to be our president. And so election means to choose. And Paul starts out Ephesians after his greeting. He says in verse 3, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." And then here it comes. "Just as he chose us," that's that word election, "just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that would be holy and blameless before him in love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will." So these are biblical ideas, and they carry, I agree with Brad, that it's quite clear from the scriptures that God is sovereign. That means he rules everything. And if he decides to do something, it's going to happen. Who's going to stop him? There's several Bible passages that say that. Who can withhold God's hand? Who can stop him from doing what he chooses to do? The sticky wicket that we get into here, though, is how do we integrate this with human will and human freedom? The first thought many Christians have about this is, oh my gosh, you know, if God chooses us and we don't have much to say in the matter, aren't we just puppets or aren't we just actors in a play where our script has been written for us? We've got to read our lines the way it's been written. And it's not that simple.